There's always a point in every relationship where a decision needs to be made. Every relationship. Sometimes it comes quickly, and other times it's years in the making. But every relationship has at least one defining moment when we ask, is this particular person, this particular moment, and this particular relationship worth the risk? There comes a point when we need to decide if we will move from being surface level friends to something deeper. When we can stop with the small chat and have substantive conversation. More importantly, when we can risk saying something personal, hoping that the other person won't give us a funny look and then walk away. There's always that point in every relationship. And in many relationships, there's usually more than one. When we are faced with a choice to jump in and risk rejection, to be more fully known by the other person, and then hope that in return, they will do the same with us. It is this choice that the woman at the well faced with Jesus as he approached her asking for some water. I'm sure that she found it odd that this man would approach her, that he would speak with her, and that he would choose to do so, given that in talking with her, he pretty much broke every social construct. First, he was a good Jewish man who would never approach a Samaritan, and then he requested to be in conversation. If you recall, the outlandish nature of the parable of the Good Samaritan was that the Samaritan stopped to help the Jewish man who was in the ditch. The second rule that Jesus broke is related to the first, and that is that no good Jewish man would approach a Samaritan woman requesting to be in conversation. It just isn't done. And yet Jesus does it anyway. He approaches this woman, choosing to speak with her, requesting something of her, some water. And yet, Jesus makes it more convoluted than the seemingly simple request. He replies to her question about his disregard for social convention, saying, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that's saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. This isn't simply about water anymore. Jesus takes this simple thing and amps it up a notch or two. And yet the woman does not walk away. She follows where the conversation goes, beginning to maybe see that Jesus has something to offer her instead of the other way around. Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. Rather than giving her a simple answer, Jesus pushes back, asking her to call her husband. And the woman says, I have no husband. And then Jesus says to her, you are right in saying, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one that you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true. In Jesus' reply, Jesus and the woman come to that point in the road where she has a choice to make. She could have blown him off. She could have been defensive and thought that he was full of it. Even though she knew Jesus was speaking the truth, she could have walked away, refusing to take the conversation any further. She could have kept things the way that they were, keeping Jesus at arm's length, even though he wants to be much closer than that. In that moment, Jesus boldly placed in front of her the fact that she had been deeply hurt by at least five different men, that they had either left her by dying or choosing to divorce her for some cheap reason, passing her along like she is cut-rate property. And in that moment, she chooses to see Jesus as worth the risk. So she stays. She stays with him, and in so doing, digs through the barriers of protection that we often put up when we've been hurt. And it's once they've blown through that layer, the woman begins to see that there is much more to this Jewish man who has come to her requesting a drink of water. She begins to see that this is a man who knows everything about her that she has ever done, a man who knows her and yet will not walk away, unlike each of her five husbands. Jesus knows this woman more fully than any other man before him, and it's no wonder that she begins to be excited. No wonder that she leaves her water jar behind and goes to tell the people of the city, come and see. But her invitation isn't only to the townspeople to come and see. It's also to us today. Come and see the man who knows each of us, everything that you have ever done. The man who invites you to risk being known, fully known. The one who invites you to get into a deeper relationship, to get beyond the surface level of what we've been taught and to enter into something wholly new with God. The one who already knows everything about us. The one who knows when we have been abused and then also knows when we have been the abusers. The one who knows when we've loved another and invited them into deeper relationship, but also when we have had our heart broken. And when the other person didn't want to risk being known by us. Or when we've presumed too much and left the other person feeling as if we did not know them at all. Jesus knows us well enough to know our hopes and our dreams, our inmost desires for our lives and the world around us, but also knows our fears and our failings when we've let ourselves and others down as well, allowing our shame to weigh us. He knows us better than we know ourselves and loves us anyway. Jesus is the one who breaks all kinds of rules to come to us, standing in front of us, asking us to risk something for the sake of the relationship. The one who wants us to know him as well as he knows us. The one who knows all of humanity better than anybody, even the ugly parts, and goes into them with us. This is a God who wants us to risk what it is like to take a drink of the living water, the water that provides life, to be part of something bigger than ourselves, getting swept away in that life and relationship that is dynamic and ever moving, swept up into something that never stays the same and yet is always there. Jesus invites us to risk our own lives for the sake of the world around us, even if it means giving up previously what we have thought, even if it means casting aside our preconceived notions. Because these risks are nothing when compared with the beauty of the deep relationship with each other, a deep relationship with God and humanity. Every relationship is a risk. Even one with God, a risk to enter into something where we'll be fully known and there is no place to hide, a risk to not have all the answers and to find that sometimes we will have very few, a risk that we will find ourselves changing, deviating from who we thought we originally were, a risk to know that our secrets will be exposed, but also that our shame will be unraveled. A risk that we'll become attached to the other in some way and then possibly lose them. But those risks are worth it, especially when God already knows us and will always love us, no matter what we do.